Welcome to the Mother Effer Podcast. I'm Beth.
And I'm Jessie.
We are two moms who are ready to stop being polite.
And start getting real about this thing called motherhood. Because motherhood is no joke, y'all.
So put on your big girl panties.
Grab a drink.
And let's do this thing.
All right, we're back. We almost didn't even make it.
No, I really tried to cancel. I feel like shit. I've been run over by a Mack truck. I'm human petri dish and just keep getting everybody's germs and my children's germs and strangers' germs. And they're all just collecting inside me. And I woke up this morning and just felt lovely. And that's what I get for going out the night before, because I had an event last night and I got all, you know, gussied up.
Ooh, is that where that picture's from, where you posted?
Yeah.
You said,
oh, so count. Always out cute. That's my bestie Edward. And yeah, we went out last night. We had an event and then we went and got drinks and it was so fun. It's the first time I've been out since early December when we all got sick. Mm-hmm. So I had a great time. I was networking and I was, you know, enjoying drinks with Edward. And
you were living your best life.
Yeah. And I looked adorable.
You did.
And of course I woke up this morning and I was like, oh my God, I hate life. Like I just felt like shit. And so, yeah, so it's just gotten progressively worse. So I really did try to cancel tonight. And I was like, I don't think I can record. And then Beth threw a tantrum. I was like,
oh my God, I did not throw a tantrum. Don't exaggerate.
But
I was like, but I said, I'd like to record something because I need to talk about this day that happened.
You do. Because sometimes days just get so fucked up. You need to talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm. So everything's going great with the job. I love it.
Yay!
I'm learning new things. It's a lot of fun. And, but then you get things like this, an email from school. It's like, hey, your son's failing English. You're like, okay, great.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I knew things were going real well for too long. So, yeah. So I get this email that he's failing English. I take care of it. I email him. I email his teacher about it. And then I text him and I said, hey, just so you know, when you get home tonight, your computer's gone. Like I'm taking it apart right now. It won't be in your room.
And is it like a gaming PC?
Oh yeah.
Like a nice one. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It was a few trips to bring all the pieces into my
now
room.
Which son you have to preface?
Oh, this is Logan, my ninth grade.
Okay. All right. He's in ninth grade. Okay. Yeah. All right. So tell me, how did he react? Because I'm sure it went really well. Yeah.
You know, I tried to tell him over text before he got home because I thought it would soften the blow a little bit.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah. And you wouldn't have to deal with his tantrum like in your face.
Right.
Like over text is a little bit easier.
It was still very dramatic.
Of course.
And, you know, this is all I have in my life. When can I get it back? Yeah. And I was like, what? You can get it back when your grades in Power School, which is the place parents can go to look at their kids' grades. I said, when those grades reflect that you are working hard and your grades have come up, you can have it back. He's like, so I can get it back tomorrow. And I was like, I don't think so. Because not only would you have to do all the work you're missing by tomorrow, but then you would have to badger your teachers to update Power School, because I'm not going by what you tell me you turned in, because I've done that one too many times.
No.
And it was just, I can't believe.
Has he always been like this?
Oh yeah. No, well, like dramatic?
No. Like has he, that's Logan, but has he always like been like this about school?
Yeah. Well, he's got a few learning disabilities and ADHD, and school's just not his jam. It never has been. Yeah. He loves going to school because he's very social, but he's never been very academic.
Gotcha.
And he's capable of a lot more than he's doing. And I think, you know, as he's a teenager, it's not something that surprises me that we're having to deal with. But it's just frustrating when you're like, hey, did you do all your homework today? Because I'm going to go check. And they're like, yep, sure did. And then you go check and the zero. And the first, it's like, I turned it in. She must not have updated it yet.
Of course.
And then like a week goes by because I forget to double check the next day and it's still a zero. And I'm like, you motherfucker.
I wish you got to see Beth's face right now. Yes, 100%. That's the thing. It's like you like want to trust your kid.
Yeah.
And he's telling you the truth.
He's at that age where you know, it's like he has to start doing that. He has to start doing his own thing. I can't hold his hand much longer. And and by the time you do see that, you know, you forgot to double check and then a week goes by, it's too late for them to make the work up. So it's a zero forever. And it's just like, all you have to do is your homework. And I kept
telling
him. And
those zeros, man, they think the damn grade like a weight. Like, it's nuts. Yeah.
Yeah. And like some of them, you know, but most of the stuff he had turned in, but it was severely incomplete. Like one of the assignments was a 4 out of 60. I'm like, what did you do? Just put your name on it?
Shit, man. Is he just not wanting to do it? Like, is he being lazy or is he just like, does he need help in English?
I think he just needs a little bit more help because I know he does. I know he does because he, you know, he has an IEP for it and everything. He's in a special ed, not a special ed class, but an inclusion class that has an extra teacher.
And, oh, okay.
You know, he gets all the accommodations. So a lot of people do feel like he's being lazy, and he may be, but he's also like that class clown kid that's like, just ignore the fact that I really don't understand what's going on and while I make you laugh.
Absolutely.
So it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was very upset.
So you took it out and it's completely gone.
It's gone. I took every last bit of it. And he was so upset.
Like, every last bit of it. Isn't it just like one big block? Like a PC?
No. He had no. What? No. It is, yes. But you know, there's a mouse and he had some weird like voice animator thing attached to it and keyboard and another monitor. Just a lot of stuff.
You just like cleared everything out. Like you didn't just take like the actual computer. Like you took all the accessories.
I took everything. Everything. I even took the remote to the television so he couldn't look watch it because I couldn't take the TV off the wall. But it's all in my room. And he was like, I can't believe you touched my stuff. And, like, I'm not an idiot. I know how to take a computer apart. He's like, I bet you broke it. I bet you broke my PC and now I have nothing left in my life. I'm just
kids are so like, it's always absolutes with them.
And
always.
It's like,
my life is over.
I'm caps, never going to play again. Might as well just die. I was like, do not even. And this is over text. So this is like me interpreting how it would come out of his mouth. And finally, I was like, listen. He's like, so I can get it back when I turn in my work. I'm like, how many times I got to tell you it's when the power school reflects your grades and then you get it back. You know exactly what you have to do. This isn't my fault. This isn't, you know, this is all on you.
Yeah.
You did
super
this.
Simple.
Here's how it goes. Now I'm going to admit in general terms, I've never been very good at being the mom that takes something away.
Me neither, Beth. Me neither.
Rinko's, like, I'm going to take that iPad. I'm going to take that iPad from you if you don't stop. And they're like, fuck you, Will.
Yeah, but you know what happens when they don't have an iPad is that they bug you and they make messes and they do other shit. So it's like, as much as you want to take the iPad away, you're like, but am I hurting more?
Right. So that even when they're teenagers.
Yeah.
Even when they're teenagers, it never goes away. It never goes away. So it took a lot because I'm like, he's going to get so mad about it. So that was the first thing that I had to deal with. But then you have to deal with the I'm bored. What can I eat? What are you doing?
Right.
What this. Truth is, I'd be happy to sit with him and hang out. But he's also very dramatic right now. He's like, I like being lonely. I'm like, me too.
I'm going to sit in my room alone in the dark.
Yeah. I'm like, you want a playlist? I got a few.
I grew up in the 90s, bitch.
Yes.
We know dark.
I was born depressed.
Oh my god. And I wish that my witty banner was on point, you guys. I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm letting you and our audience down. Like, I feel like between the COVID brain fog and whatever fucked up germ that I've now picked up, I'm moving at like half pace. And
if I think
of something really funny that pertains to something you said 20 minutes ago, I may just say it. And be like,
fine.
Oh, okay.
Luckily for you, I'm good at tying things together. So I think it'll all work out.
Well, you know, but we both have ADHD. So
yes, well, that whole thing was an ADHD diatribe, but I'm bringing it back. So I make dinner. I made butter noodles tonight. I really phoned it in.
Nice. And,
yeah. And he was like, when's dinner? I said, well, I'm making noodles now. He's like, well, how long? I was like, I don't know, as long as it takes to boil water. And he's like, oh. I said, I'd like for you to have a chocolate milk, like protein chocolate milk with dinner. He's like, why? I don't want chocolate milk. I'm like, really? Who doesn't want chocolate? Okay. Whatever.
Right.
And then I get it all set up. I'm like, here's your pasta. I text him. I'm like, your dinner's ready. He's like, are you serious? Like all caps. Are you serious? I'm vibing to music in the bathroom right now. I'm like, okay. I can't win. I cannot win. It's like, I made you dinner.
All your fault. Oh, everything.
Yeah. And I didn't take it too personal. And he is dramatic. He's like me. I'm not going to lie. He and I are the same.
Oh, you? No, what is that, TikTok? Am I the drama?
Is it me? Am I the drama? I don't think I'm the drama.
Maybe it's me.
So while I was getting ready to record, he had come, like, snuck up to get his pasta.
Okay.
And I came back into the kitchen and asked Eddie, I said, did Logan come up? And he said, yeah. And so I went down to his room and he was like getting into his bed with his food. I mean, could we get more? Just turn on REM's Everybody Hurts.
Some Nirvana, right?
Yeah, it's like crying into your butter noodles, buddy. Everybody hurts. But
some Fiona Apple.
He was like, hey, mama. And I was like, hey, I haven't seen you today. I haven't gotten a hug. And he's like, you're right. And he came down of his loft and he gave me a hug. I'm like, we're good, right? He's like, we're good. I get it. It's like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, does he talk to you about why he's not turning things in?
Mm-mm.
Does he like, what, can you think you can get him to talk about it?
You know, it's funny because I always thought Logan could tell me everything.
Yeah.
You know, when you're a teenager, I guess there are some things he doesn't want to share, but for me, it's just the, you know, the learning disability and not really like, you know, he also can't hear out of his right ear. So
he's only hearing half of what she's saying.
He's hearing half. He doesn't have context clues like he used to in middle school and elementary school. And so he's just, you know, this kid's going to be president. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to go to a 4-year college. I'm like, all right.
I mean, I'm pretty sure our current president can't hear. So, you know, like 150. So
I'm pretty tired. You know. Okay. Just side note. I would like to see like a 45-year-old in the White House next.
Dude. Well, I mean, Obama was young. He was. Yes. Yeah.
I want to, let's go back. Like, I don't, you know, I'm not even saying which party. Just give me somebody that's not on death's door.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Or corrupt. Or a narcissist. Sociopath, like that would be fine too. Even though I feel like probably politicians are mostly sociopaths, I think it's like they're drawn to that.
It's like it's in their DNA. If they all like took a brain test, they'd all be.
Yeah, sociopaths. You're just drawn to that. Yeah, the power of it all, the absolute power of it all. Oh my god! So I have to tell you because you know we've been talking lately about my murder house and my pet cemetery.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I have showed my ghost orb picture to like 50 medium. People. And 50. No, not a medium yet. I've shown this to everybody who will listen and look. And
you put everybody it on the internet. Agrees with me. Like you've shown it to more than 50
people. Oh, I did. I put it on the Instagram. And everyone agrees with me that that is a fucking ghost orb. And we did unfortunately have an addition to our graveyard today.
Did the hamster finally eat it?
She did.
Or did the cat finally eat the hamster? Get eaten.
Jack. Poor Jack.
Jeez.
I'm at piano lessons with Lucas and I get like 3 phone calls from Jack in a row and I pick up and I'm like, hey man, what's up? And he was like, what happened to Cooper? And I was like, what? What are you talking about? She's fine. And he's like, she's dead.
I should not laugh at that, but oh,
I shouldn't either. But it just, I was like, what happened? He's like, she was fine and alive this morning. And I came home and I went to go pet her after school and I was petting her and then she was all stiff. And I was like,
oh no, wash your hands.
Oh my God. So he did bury her in the backyard. So she is back there somewhere. I'm not sure where. It's probably been dug up by some kind of animal by now, but
Yeah, maybe.
Yes.
That's fair.
Yeah. So yeah. Our little hamster that we've had for literally, Beth, we only had her September.
So she ran through the walls of the house for like over and over again, but died in her
cage. Five times. Like right. She died yeah, five in. Times. And then finally, when we were able to keep her in the cage is when she died. I think we killed her spirit. I think she was like a feral hamster and she needed to be free.
Yeah. She's like, if I can't walk these streets, I'm out.
It's like those orca whales that you put in a tank and their little fin flops over because they're sad. You know, she was just like, fuck it. I guess,
I've lived a good life
in these walls in solitary confinement. Bye. You know, so.
Behind bars. I don't want to live.
Exactly. So yes, she did. She is now in hamster heaven. And that's literally like on my list of ideas to talk about. That's the only thing that my idea said is The only thing that my idea notes say is dead hamster, period.
Okay. I have one more thing. This is just an episode of us catching up and you're sitting at the table with us. Oh, wait, you know what? Check the Facebook, see if anybody posted a topic for us. Probably not.
But I did. If you guys go on my TikTok, I'm on Instagram at JHM Mama, but I posted a video. I was trying to take a bath tonight because I was like, an Epsom salt bath will help. I'll take some ibuprofen. I'll sit in the bath. And of course, my little mini me, Ava, follows me in there. And she's like, when cats kill things and then bring them to you as presents?
Yeah.
That's what Ava did the whole bath. Like I was in there and I wouldn't let her get in with me. And so she's like, well, I'm just going to start bringing you things. So she grabbed a pair of like child cutting scissors and a hairbrush and just kept tossing them in the bathtub, like a wool dryer ball, just tossing things in, but she would say, thank you every time. Like, thank you. And then she'd lick the rim of the bathtub where the water was. I know.
She's never getting sick again.
Oh my God. I was just like, this is just my life right now. Like I had planned on like taking my phone and turning on some Gilmore Girls and like soaking in the tub thinking Ranko's got her. He's fine. No, he didn't. No, he didn't have her. And she followed me in the bathroom. Yeah. So I don't know when I'm going to get to take a bath alone again. Maybe this is my life. Are kids like this forever? Like if they're this clingy when they're babies? Because none of my kids were like this.
No.
She's the first one that's that clingy. Does it like stick? You think they grow out of it?
Yeah. I know they do.
You have kids who were clingy like that? And then
grow out of it? All of them.
Because I've heard the opposite. My kid was like that when she was little and she's still like that.
I think sometimes, okay, this is going to be a hot take. I think that when that's the case, it's because the parent doesn't stop it when the child is ready because they don't want to.
What? No, I think, well, she's our last and she's the only girl and she was born in a pandemic. So there's always been a certain, like, we didn't let her cry it out. We always pick her up still. She doesn't sleep through the night. We still pick her up. And so, yeah, there's definitely been things that we've done differently with her because it just feels different.
Yeah, but she's like, not.
We spoiled her.
She's just about 2 years old now, going on three.
Two in April. She's two in April. Two. Yeah.
Right. I feel like, yeah, she's not old enough for you to be the one that's still like cuddling. I don't know how I want to say this. My kids,
you didn't get to cuddle with her?
No,
to cuddle with her.
Like I do. I cuddle with my kids still too. But if I say I'm taking a bath, they don't come and bother me. That's what I mean.
Right.
Like if I tell them I'm doing this podcast, they're not going to come bother me unless somebody's really in need.
Well, they're a lot older.
That's what I mean.
You don't think if you had
it ends.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying that it's like too soon to like start like setting boundaries with her.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. That's how I feel too. All right. That's what my instincts were telling me. And she's just, you know, I don't know.
She's just adorable. I don't know. I wouldn't
get that. Well, I don't mind. I mean, she just loves me so much. She just wants to be with me all the time. I feel like today she was just trying to climb back up into my uterus, like just claw her way back up in there, you know, so she's like a little kangaroo in the pouch, you know, like you just stay with me forever. Like my little uterus pouch.
MJ, stay there. Well, we both have the one girl, and MJ had like a stomach ache yesterday, and it was persistent today, and it would go away with Advil. And I was like, you know what, man, could be cramp.
I was thinking that. I was gonna ask you. Yeah.
I was like, I'm sorry. And she's like, will you just lay with me? I was like, yep. Oh. And so we just laid in her bed and watched episodes of Jessie from Disney Channel.
Oh my God, I love that.
So what I'm saying is this: you will still be needed, but you'll be you'll also be able to take a bath. You'll get the best of both worlds eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, even Logan gave me a nice hug tonight. So he's.
Yeah. Jack's that way too. When he goes off the rails and he hates me and I'm the worst mother ever and I'm too overprotective. And then, like, at the end of the night, he'll still hug me and tell, you know, say he loves me. So, you know.
I think that's what moms are really good at. It's like, we know that they're going to get upset about what we're about to say or do. So I'm just going to sit here and let them say the meanest, nastiest things to me. Because they need to just get it out.
And like when he first started doing it, I'd say this was like a year ago because he's like 12. He'll be 13 in May. But like it really hurt my feelings at first. And you know, Ranko's really been the one that's like, you just got to let it go. Like it's just let it go. You know, or like when he talks shit about our house because, you know, we don't live in a neighborhood and, you know, he hates our neighborhood and he hates our street and it's so old and he hates the houses here. And, you know, because we don't live in a traditional neighborhood. Right. We live in the country and it's a lot of older houses. And it really used to hurt my feelings a lot, you know, because I love our house and I love our yard and it's so pretty out here. And, you know, all the adults that come over really like it. But, you know, he would really hurt my feelings and make me feel like, well, maybe we should move. And then I'm like, fuck it. He's 12 years old. You don't move because of a 12-year-old. Like,
you do not.
Yes.
You do not.
And I feel like we're sitting on our retirement anyway. Like we're sitting on this piece of property that's an acre.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So like maybe one day we can sell it and then like travel until we die, you know? So.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know. He will be. But I've also been like letting him do more and letting him be with his friends more. Where before I was like, really like, why do you always have to be with your friends? Why do you always have to leave? Why do you always have, you know, and I wanted his friends to come here.
You do need to let him go.
And I did a little bit. And I've been saying yes
and
more.
It's good.
And yeah, I've noticed a vast improvement in his kindness towards me and his behavior because he's able to go out and do things and be with his friends. And then when he's home, he's happy.
Right. And you're happy because he's happy and because you're, you know, building that trust between the two of you, which is great.
I also think I'm a little like when I was his age, I was not popular and I did not have friends like that. And so I think part of me doesn't get it because I was never like that. You know what I mean? And so he's in such a different place socially than I was. Ranko was like that. Ranko always had friends. He was always Mr. Popular. He was always at, you know, everywhere with everybody. And Jack's like that too. And I think that's why I just don't get it because I was never really that way.
Right.
You know, so I'm having to just be like, okay. And they're good kids. I mean, they're good kids and they don't get in trouble and he's home on time and, you know, they're not doing out there doing stupid shit, you know,
mentally.
So. Yeah, that for now, anyway. Yeah, right. Girl, right. Yes, they're not having sex, they're not doing drugs, they're not vandalizing property, so.
No one's come telling you, you're going to be a grandma, you're good.
I told him like 2 years ago, you better wrap that shit up. I said, I have plans, and my plans don't include raising your child, okay? Nope. So you better wrap that shit up, because I ain't doing it. We're going to travel. We had you young so we could still be young when you leave the house and enjoy our life, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm not raising my little grandbaby, my little bastard child grandbaby. I ain't doing it. No. And Ava better not fuck that shit up either because she's the last one. So she comes home pregnant. Oh my God. I'm so fucking pissed. Oh my God. We'll be going to the clinic because I ain't doing that shit. I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
His choice.
I'm with you, girl. With you.
We ain't doing that shit.
We got some hot takes tonight. We do. Let's keep going. My whole guard is down.
Between the germs and the bourbon, I'm just done.
I saw a post on a mom's group today that I was just like, God damn it. Kids do not have a chance in this world.
I wanted to ask you because I've been hoarding mom group like posts that I think are ridiculous or hilarious. So like you go and tell me one of yours.
Okay. So this first one, it was an essay. So already TLDR, too long, didn't read.
I know what that means.
Yeah.
I did not know what that meant.
Didn't read. Yeah. Okay. It's not a compliment.
Okay.
So I read like the first sentence and that's all I needed. And it was like, is anybody upset that their children aren't as smart as you were in school? And I'm like, what the fuck?
Are you fucking kidding me? It's like, don't you wish? I really wish my son was popular.
But then it was like, are you surprised at your child not being as smart as you? But then it was a whole paragraph of how smart she was or is. Like, I was in all special classes. I graduated cum laude up my ass, blah, 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 blah. And then she's just like, I just don't know what, I mean, I'm just, my, you want to know what grade her kid is in? They're not even
let me guess.
Kindergarten.
Oh no.
That's what made me the saddest because I was like, fucking hell. Not only is this kid just starting out in school, but they're starting out in a whole different school situation than she ever knew.
right.
That's its own problem. But I was just like, man.
Like I could just see them 20 years down the road and her kid won't talk to her and resents her and has all these fucked up mental health issues because she's made them feel not good enough for their whole life.
I'm trying to think, but I'm pretty sure it was an anonymous post, which is smart. But
Because she would have got ripped a new asshole.
Well, no, a lot of people were like, I understand it's difficult. Like you have just said, I wasn't like my kid growing up and I don't know how to, I don't know what it's like to be that way. And I'm like, okay, so I get that part of it, but I don't like, I didn't like the tone because it just seemed like I'm disappointed my kid's dummy.
Yeah.
Is it worth investing in them? It's like, eat a dick.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. Absolutely. You need to support your child no matter what. Oh my God. In kindergarten. Like that's a baby.
Kindergarten.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm trying to find, I had saved a couple of mom posts that I thought were ridiculous and I'm trying to find them now, but I really enjoyed them. I live
for them.
Do you just stay for the comments?
Oh, or do you comment? Yes. And there are times where I do comment, but not, like they do these funny ones where it's like flirt with Jason Mimosa, whatever the fuck his name is.
He's Fangle now. He's Fangle.
I know. Mm-hmm. Apparently he was seen in Charlotte. So guess what I'm doing this weekend.
Was he in Charlotte or I thought it was like Asheville or something like in the mountains.
Even better.
He's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And anyway, that's not really my type, but he's beautiful.
Yeah. He can make
fire. Like a wrestler or something before. Dance.
I don't know.
Like, what did he do? I feel like he.
Maybe he was like a fighter. Like an MMA
Game
fighter.
Of Thrones?
Yeah. He was in Game of Thrones. He was the.
I don't know. I've never seen that show, so I don't know.
I was going to say it's Dothraki, but I don't think that's right.
It's not my jam. So
it's okay. It doesn't need to be.
Yeah. I've never
seen it. But I do. I live for the post and the comments, and I normally don't put my own in there unless it's going to kill. Like if it's going to kill, I'm doing it. I don't care. But most of the
spent time thinking about it and you're like, yeah, this is going to be great. Okay. Yeah.
And most of the time it's not like offensive or me being mean to anybody. It's just like, it's just funny. But the ones where they fight back and forth, I do. It's like that Michael Jackson gif people use with him eating popcorn. It's like, that's me.
Yeah. Right.
And
yeah,
I'm like,
here for the comments. Wait a minute. Did you just call it a gif?
Gif?
Isn't it a gif?
I don't know. I'll say what I want.
It's like a big debate. Is it GIF or is it GIF?
I like GIFs and washtub apps.
Yes, girl. Hashtag dad bod. Dad bod. Oh my God. So how amazing were you feeling after last week's episode? Did you think it was like super fucking cathartic with Keisha?
Oh my God. I freaking love her so much.
Yeah. That, if y'all haven't listened to it, y'all need to go back a week because the episode we did last week, we had Keisha Smith, who is our, business / finance / life coach guru goddess incarnate, and she's fabulous. And so she's totally transformed our lives. And so we had her on to talk, and it was just like fucking amazing.
It was.
I've gotten so many compliments mm-hmm. on like what they've learned and how they felt afterwards. So yeah, y'all go listen to that because she's fucking phenomenal.
She is.
Yeah, I just I felt like I had a free coaching session with her after that. Like it was just so nice to just talk with her. But I didn't get to talk with her this week because she's sick too.
Yeah, I was bummed. I was bummed. Yeah, when man. I got her message about that. I was like, oh dang, I'm gonna talk to you this week. I got bills to pay.
But you know, I'll just re-listen to the episode.
Oh yeah, my mom even texted me. She's like, I just think Keisha's the best. She's helped me so much just from listening to your podcast. So cute. Oh my goodness.
I really want to meet your mom, and then I want you to do the impression of your mom in front of her. I really want to see if it's spot on. Like I love it. And her accent varies from like a little Southern to a little British almost. And like
she's Long Island all the way. She's born and raised there. But they've lived in Virginia for like 40 years now.
So that's where your accent. Because you have that sometimes too, where it really comes out. That's where it comes from, is your mm-hmm. mom's side of the family.
Yes. Yes. You
gotta love that.
Yeah. It just depends on what I'm doing.
You can really hear it in your voice sometimes, like when you get really excited.
I know. When I have to tell a really good story.
Yeah. Oh exactly. My gosh. Yes.
Oh. So anyway, if your kids seem dumber than you, please don't tell them that it's disappointing. That's just rude.
No, and that's what creates a whole generation of psychopaths who like commit familicide and like murder entire families.
Speaking of murder,
yes, I love it.
Have you seen any good? Have you seen any good documentaries or anything on the murder? On any murder?
So I'm re-watching Dexter. Have you ever seen Dexter?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So like, okay. I wasn't sure. I didn't like, okay. So I just, Ranko got tired of it. Like he couldn't even watch the last season. He was like, I fucking hate this. I'm done. Like he's so like, he was so depressed. And yeah, he was like, I just can't watch this anymore. The last season was fucking amazing. And so but he does want to start the new season with me. So we're going to jump into the new.
It's amazing.
Is it amazing? Oh my God. Well, I'm excited that I rewatched everything before I started the new one.
Yeah. That way I can remember
because I it's been so long since I'd watched the original series that like I forgot almost everything. So it was like watching something new, mm-hmm. which was awesome.
You know what I started watching that was like that was Sons of Anarchy. Did you ever watch that show? That was a big show Mm-mm. that people loved about motorcycles.
Yeah, I know a lot of people loved it, but I never watched it.
It's good. No. It's really good.
We've been rewatching The Marvelous Miss Maisel. Have you ever seen it?
Oh, I love that show so oh my God. Much.
And the new season comes on soon. I'm obsessed. Susie Meyerson is, and I hate it when people say this, but she's my spirit animal. I love her so much. She is fucking hilarious. What is that actress? Oh my God. I can't think of her name now. Alexa or something.
I'll look it up. I'll look
Borstein.
It up.
It's like Alexa Borstein or Alexis Borstein. Oh my God. She is hilarious. And you know, the people who do that show, who write and produce and direct it, are the same couple that did the Gilmore Girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 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 Cause Alex- Michael was like, okay, can't believe this is the same people. This is so much better than Gilmore Girls. And I'm like, fuck you. Gilmore Girls is amazing. the reboot was not, but Gilmore Girls is fantastic. But yeah. It's the same people. Is it like Alexis Borstein?
It's Alex Borstein. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
She is hilarious. It is such a good show.
Oh my God. It is such a fucking amazing show. And like, I love the fact that it's like set in this time period, it's like the late 50s and like the detail of the show, like every single solitary detail is so perfect in like terms of the time period. Like it's like the way that it's like shot and the colors and like, oh my God, it's just, and the writing is ridiculous. I think she won an Emmy. for that role.
She might have, but it's a great show. It's well written.
That's
where I always tell people, I'm like, I'm working on my tie 12.
Yes. There you go. I love it. Yes. You know, tits up. You know,
be my Susie. Yes.
You guys, if you haven't seen it, it's on Prime. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a fantastic show. It's, you know, not suitable for kids, but it's not terrible, but there are some sex scenes and some cursing and stuff, but it's overall just such a freaking great show.
It's
so amazing. Oh my God. I love it. So the we're rewatching that because the new season is about to come out.
I didn't know that. It's going
to
be great.
Yes. And the Outlander is about to come back too.
I am on like season 4. How many seasons? I'm bored now. Frasier. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm not bored at looking at him. I'm not bored at
You're
that.
Bored of Outlander?
Yeah, when she, I don't know if it's bad. Can I talk about it or do we want to?
Yeah, totally. Okay. Talk about it. It's been
spoiler
on forever.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Spoiler when like she 2 years ago. Back, I haven't shot it forever. So say that again. What?
When she goes back in time, like after she comes back and lives her fake life with her fake husband and their fake kid. And then she goes back.
That's her real fucking kid.
It is a real kid. But it's not her fake husband's kid. That's for sure.
It's not. No.
So when she goes back after making, you know, this really great outfit out of a raincoat. That's when I was like, why are you such a bitch? Like, was he supposed to not move on? Was he supposed to not do stuff? Why are you such a bitch?
It's super tumultuous in the beginning, but it gets so fucking good. You have
really?
To. Okay. So I think like I made it
to when they were on the boat going to wherever the fuck they were going, Jamaica, the British Virgin Islands. Where were they going?
Oh my God. I forgot. Yes, they did go there. And then they go back to the mountains of North Carolina. Okay. So
what?
I think I love.
They're in North Carolina?
So I've read the books too. So they
I've only read like the first two.
They leave the Virgin Islands and then they go back to, because his aunt lives in North Carolina and like outside of Wilmington. And so like he goes to stay with her and then he goes and lives in the mountains. So, because you know, they have like the Highland Games here in North Carolina, because it's like, there's a huge, very deep Scottish heritage there from, you know, people who used to live there from Scotland.
Oh, I didn't know that. I knew they had the Highland Games, and my neighbor is a huge fan. She goes up there for a whole week.
Yeah. It's like a big deal because they have such deep Scottish roots. And so I think what's so cool is that, so I'm Scottish. So my mom's family comes from Scotland. Mm-hmm. And then my dad is Cherokee. And so both of these lineages are represented in this last season. So it's so cool to kind of see my two worlds collide. Yeah. And I love that time period of American history. And I just think it's so fascinating and interesting. Like I love like movies like The Patriot. You know, like I just, oh my God, I think it's so interesting. And it just gets so good when they, oh my God, I don't want to give away too much, but yes, they end up in the mountains. So many good things happen. So many crazy fucking things happen. It's great. Please push through. The Virgin Island season was definitely my least favorite.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I'm over it. I'm like, good for you and your raincoat. Go away.
Yeah. But wait until you get to the end of that season is fucking ridiculous. So freaking good. So just push through.
Okay. I'm going to push through. I promise.
Yeah.
But he's he is a full meal. That guy is hot.
He is ridiculous. It's like a little soft corn pornish though. Some of it is like really hardcore.
Did you say soft corn porn?
I think I
makes it funny.
Like I am. I'm really trying to push them.
Do they have a lot of washed tub abs in soft corn?
That's how sick I am right now. And my COVID brain fog is in high gear. Yeah. So hold on. Let me try to say it right. Soft porn corish. Is that what I'm trying to say? I don't even know. Soft corish porn?
Core. Because it's not hardcore. It's soft core. We're going to stop talking about porn in general. I don't think my mom will like it.
So, oh my God. There's okay, let me put it really plainly. There's a lot of really intense sex scenes.
So, yeah, there are.
Dude, it is insane. Oh my God. I had to like fast forward through some things because I'm such a prude and I was like blushing.
I did too.
Oh my. You know, just yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. I couldn't take it. I had to push through. I was like,
take a leg.
I couldn't. I was like embarrassed to like watch it alone. Like I just couldn't handle it.
Like Jesus is watching you.
Oh my God, Jesus. Is that
Christ?
Right? Oh my God. But it's such a good show. Just keep pushing through because it gets so freaking good.
Do you know what movie I saw for the first time this week? Dazed and Confused.
Are you serious? I am shocked.
I have never watched that movie.
And you are such like a culture aficionado that I just can't believe that you've never seen that movie.
I've never seen it. Wow. But I did a lot of math while I watched it. It was made, okay. I think, yeah, random. It was made, I think, 17 years after 1976, which is the time period of the movie. So it came out 17 years after 1976. So if this movie were made today, the high school year being depicted in the movie would be 2004.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's disappointing.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what happened. Is that when like Britney Spears broke down and lost her shit?
I don't know. But I'm hoping in 2004. Like, I'm hoping in 2004 there weren't as many creepers hanging out at the, you know, arcade. The whole time I'm watching this movie, definitely has the best soundtrack, definitely has the best one-liners. But I'm amazing. Why is Matthew McConaughey hanging out with children? Why is, you know, and I just kept like the thing.
That's the thing he says. He says, what does he say? He's like, I get older, but they keep staying the same age.
Yeah, he's like, the good thing about high school girls.
There you go.
As I get older, they stay the same age.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah.
I'm like, ew. That's disgusting. So
fantastic. He's so fantastic. No, and everybody's, I haven't seen it in a hot minute.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm not mad at it because it is 1976, but it's still yuck. It's like when I watched the movie, The Women, I think I've already talked about it. It's like this great women empowerment movie, but in the end, Meg Ryan goes back to her cheating husband. I'm like, this movie isn't right. This isn't empowering.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Watch it. It's stupid.
No. And I love Meg Ryan, but I love Meg Ryan, like America's sweetheart, Meg Ryan. So like Sleepless in Seattle and You've Got Mail and like that. I like that Meg Ryan. Like, I don't think I would like her.
I'm pretty confident Meg Ryan looks nothing like she used to.
No. And that's okay. So this is what I don't understand. Okay. So like totally off the rails. If you're a millionaire, how do you get bad plastic surgery? Because shouldn't you be able to pay
It's an addiction.
Okay.
Like they're getting surgery and I'm pretty sure there's probably 5 or 6 waivers they've signed to that where the doctor said you shouldn't do this. It won't look good. And they're like, we're doing it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's like her, like Courtney Cox, like women that I don't even recognize, you know, from when they were younger. Mm-mm. I don't know. I just feel like if you have that much money, you should look fucking ridiculous. But then there's women like fucking Betty White who looked just aged gracefully and did it well. You know,
we sure she never had any work done?
No, but I'm saying she still aged gracefully. If she did have any work done, did she look like she had any work done?
She didn't.
No, because she's a millionaire. No, she looked great. Yeah. So she got her tits done last year, I think. But you know, other than that,
just a little going away present to herself.
She's like, it's about time.
Going to heaven.
With
some good
titties. Exactly. I feel like, yeah, fuck yeah, do it. Makes you happy, you know, whatever. But I know we're really going off the rails tonight. We're
the rails.
Bad mouthing celebrities. It's just not good.
you know what? If a celebrity hears it and actually wants to come at us about it, I'm going to be pretty excited.
Oh my God. Did you see who added us? Oh my God. Did you see who tagged us? Oh my God.
They're super mad.
I know. Oh my God. All right. Maybe well, go I think on the we podcast. Should wrap it up after, I think after dead celebrity titties, we should wrap it up. Up in place.
I think you're right.
Oh my God. Well, guys, thank you for hanging in this week. We really could have canceled, but we didn't want to. We wanted to come on and
let us know on the internet if we should have just canceled.
we just wanted to give y'all some tasty, delightful content that we know you enjoy, all eight of you who listen. So
and they're all family members.
So thank you so much.
All
no,
right.
But we do love y'all.
We do. Very much.
All right, guys. So until next week, hopefully I won't catch anything else plague related. And we'll be okay. Yes. And we can record in person. But until then.
See you later.
All right. All right. Bye.
Bye.